Are you excited but nervous at the same time about investing in real estate? Are you confused about where to get started? Do you feel uncertain about your ability to invest in real estate because of finances, the market conditions, or not knowing enough? Hi, my name is Monica Sawyer, and I'm the host of the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. I work with professional women on how to get started in real estate investing or grow their current portfolios. In this podcast, I will share my own strategies as well as those of many amazing experts so that you too can build wealth the blissful way. That means building wealth on your own terms, part-time, with very little stress. To get started, download your free report on my personal favorite strategy at blissfulinvestor.com. Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Today, I am so excited to welcome to the show my friend and coach, Crystal Muhorter. Crystal is the owner of CGN Home Buyers, a successful real estate investing company with a twist. Crystal and her husband, Dan, like to share their business model created by the needs of their customers. They teach individuals how to invest their funds safely, securely, and at very high rates of return, typically tax-free, assist people in selling their home that cannot sell traditionally, and very often sell to individuals that cannot acquire a traditional mortgage, paying their credit repair and coaching them through to home ownership. This business was built by a single mom raising two small children, working exorbitant hours and failing to experience any kind of quality of life. Today, Crystal, retired from her J-O-B, drives her kiddos to school, has been a room mother for several years, which she has so much fun at, assists her family and her community, has earned a PRISM Life Design Certification, coaches real estate investing, and truly knows and lives financial freedom. Crystal, thank you so much for coming to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me, Monica.
Yeah. So I just want to let everybody know, as all of you know, I am in Jay Connor's mastermind. And when you do that, you get a personal coach. And my personal coach is Crystal. So Crystal and I have developed a really beautiful relationship over the years, or over this year. And what I found is that she runs her business differently than Jay does. Obviously, we all do. And as you guys get into your own business, you're going to do the same thing, right? We take what we learn, we perfect what we learn, and then we make it our own. And Crystal has done this so beautifully with a strategy that I like to call the mommy strategy, because it's a strategy that really comes from her heart and does good in the world. And she's personally training me how to do that. And I just wanted her to share it with all of you ladies, because I think you're going to love it. And I know how many of you are moms really wanting to do the right thing out there for your communities, for the people that you're buying for, but also for your children and your families and yourself, of course, right? Why are we doing this? So anyways, that was a huge intro, but I'm just so impressed with Crystal, her knowledge, her success. I mean, she does like 70 of these a year, right? That's a lot, but also her heart and her willingness to share. So Crystal, thank you so much. And could you tell us a little bit about your story? It's so impressive. And I want everybody to kind of know where you came from.
I actually started investing in 1996, really traditionally. So I was buying a house. I would I mean, very traditionally, I would move into the house, I would rehab it, and then I would sell it. Typically, I'd hold on to it for a year just so that I would avoid short-term capital gains. And then I'd move on and do that with the next property. At the exact same time, I was an occupational therapist in leadership. So I was working a full-time job while I was doing that. So that's why it made sense to do it that way. Sort of late in life, I had made a decision finally to get married and have children. So right around 2007, just before the market started to take a big shift, I sold my last house in a bidding war with the idea in mind that I would focus on my career. That's where my time and energy should be spent. I didn't need to be having all these extra things, especially if I was going to have a husband and children. So I stepped away. I was really focused on the career. I was blessed to have two beautiful children. My daughter, Nevaeh, is the youngest. My son, Gavin, is a little bit older than her. And so when Nevaeh was a baby, I became a single mom. Obviously, that was not part of my plan. And at that point, I needed to make some very serious decisions. I was having someone drop them off at my office every day at the end of the day. And many nights we'd be there until about 9 o'clock at night. And I would be trying to get everything together. I've got this toddler and this infant, and we're, you know, trying to just get home. And there was a night where I drove my little boy through a drive-through to get him something to eat, which I said I'd never, ever do. That was just off the table, not an option for me. And I knew I needed to change something. This just didn't make any sense. I wasn't spending time with my kids. They were being raised by daycare. It was a great program, but I didn't have them with me. And so I was looking at back through my life, looking at my resources, and had decided that real estate investing had been really good to me. And if I could do something with that, maybe I could change this situation and finally get away from the space where I couldn't spend time with them. I wasn't able to get involved in any school activities, even the little things they were doing already. So I knew as it progressed, it was going to be a difficult situation. And to be honest, financially, I was raising them on my own, only my income. So on one income. And my dream had been to send them to private school. And obviously that was not looking very good either. So I started to look into getting some education, knowing that the market had shifted and I was going to have to look at some different strategies. And obviously I couldn't move my kids into a new house and that would not make sense. And so I started to develop a business, hired coach and mentor, and then was able to actually retire full-time from my career. So from my full-time career, I went full-time into real estate investing because the business had become so successful. At the end of all this, I actually did meet a lovely man and we were married just a couple of years ago, but I was able to create this whole business and he actually works full-time for our business as well. So I moved on. I have all the freedom that I want as far as what I want to do with my time. So I spend a lot of that with my children. We travel all the time because we can work from anywhere. We get to make decisions in our life that are based on what we'd really like to do and not what is we absolutely have to do and not what somebody's telling me I have to do. It's just been the most amazing ride. So that's why I love the coaching side because I get to give that back and share with people that if someone like myself can do this, and it's not that I was, you know, there's nothing that I had that made this be able to be, oh, only Crystal can do it. Only Monica can do it. Or these other people, I'm just like anybody else and was out there a struggling single mom. And here I am.
I love how you talk about you went full time because you're not full time. It's like,
okay, well, that's relative.
Job, right. It's part time, full time, right?
Yeah, it is.
And what I really love is that you feel like you've been able to truly design your life. Like these are words that especially millennials use all the time, right? Design your life, design your life, design your life. Yeah. But it's according to whatever somebody else thinks of designing your life looks like. And what I really love is how you support people to design what they truly believe is what their life should look like and according to their own thing. So I know several times I'll call Crystal, we have coaching calls and I'm like, hey, I'm in New Orleans. I don't think I can talk today because I want to spend time with my husband. That's why I'm on vacation, right? And there's never a reprimand or any judgment around that because you really understand designing life is about creating the life that's blissful for you, not what somebody else tells you you should be designing, right?
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up is we're so used to the mentality of, you know, oh, I'm whatever. This is my workspace. This is who I am. And we let that define us. And then someone else is telling us each step of the way. So while we think we're managing our own lives, very minimally are we doing that. Certainly, right. You couldn't decide that tomorrow you're going to take a vacation or you're going to do something off the, you know, charts different than their path. That's the beauty of having your own business, being an entrepreneur, and truly, like you said, design your life. That's one of the big pieces of my coaching certification is that's what it's all about, is how do you design your life? How do we create that future? And you need to be able to see your future and be what it is that you want to be. Right. And tailor it to you.
Yeah. Because most entrepreneurs, they design a business that eventually owns them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're just a perfect example of designing a life that you own the business and the business takes care of you, but it does not, it certainly doesn't run your life, which is really amazing. So the strategy that you and I have been talking so much about, and I'm so excited to share with my audience, is this strategy called Subject To. This is what I call the mommy strategy. So could you tell us what Subject To is?
Absolutely. So Subject To simply means that you are purchasing a property. So you're going to take ownership. You're actually completing a purchase of the property subject to the existing mortgage. So you're taking responsibility for the existing note, but you do not assume it. You take over the existing mortgage.
So talk a little bit about the difference between assuming it and taking over it, because I know that the banks have this clause, the loan cannot be assumed, right? So talk to us a little bit about the difference.
Sure, absolutely. And just for clarification for people, assumption and having loans that you could assume was actually commonplace-ish for a while, especially some of the VA loans, obviously a lot less. You see it very, very rarely now. There's a few old loans that are hanging around out there that's still true of, but for the most part, you can't. But the difference is that in subject to, you are creating a contract where you're taking responsibility for making those payments, but the mortgage still remains in the seller's name. When you do an assumption, you're assuming the debt. So now you are taking on the responsibility in the eyes of the bank. So you are saying, yes, indeed, I will pay this debt. So the difference is that while you're taking the responsibility, you're not making an assumption. Your name's not on the debt. You're not carrying the debt. There's two different things.
Okay. And my initial feeling when the very first time I heard about this, I was like, why would anybody sell you their house and keep the loan? Could you just address that really quickly? Because I know that's what's going through people's minds, you know?
That's what goes through everybody's mind. Mine as well. First time I ever heard it, I thought that just seems absolutely insane, right?
Right.
The reason that people do that, however, is that people have a need. So they usually want debt relief, stress relief. Something is happening in their life that they don't or are not able to make an alternate decision. They have to do something. And this is a way for them to move on. And those reasons can be various, but it's that they're, people will use all the time the term motivated. What they mean by motivated is somebody that has something that's happening in their life that's causing them to need some help.
Got it. Okay. So where do you find these people that might consider a subject to?
So there's a lot of ways to find people that are motivated to sell in this fashion. One of my favorite strategies, to be honest, is FSBO. So for sale by owners, I actually have a team that works on contacting people that are in this situation. And I know that everybody talks about for sale by owner, and we'll definitely get into all the other strategies. So I use about 10 different strategies. And if we're working together, I'll definitely be able to talk you through this strategy and get you a little bit more detail on how you can convert somebody that's in a for sale by owner situation from selling traditionally to now selling the home to you subject to the existing mortgage.
Right. Okay, great. And like you said, there are 10 different strategies that we can use for that, right? That's probably just the easiest, or let's say it's also the lowest hanging fruit for a lot of different strategies, right? So we hear a lot about what FSBOs, what you can approach FSBOs for.
That's true. And it's free.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to remember, because when I started, the last thing that I had was just a ton of extra cash to go looking for alternate, you know, ways to draw people in and to talk to them. So I didn't have a lot of ways to reach out. So this was a great strategy for me. And this was how I bought the initial part of my portfolio, was straight all FSBO.
It's so interesting, Crystal, because there are so many strategies that say, go talk to the FSBOs. So all FSBOs, you know, I remember when I did, I actually did a for sale by owner, and I got bombarded by all these people, right? And I thought, what in the world? What is going on? And now, of course, I'm in this industry and I know what the heck is going on. And but what's interesting to me is that it worked for you, right? There are a lot of different people coming at these FSBOs, but it's really about how do you do that approach. And again, this is another thing that I think a woman brings to a table, is this heart-centered, I'm here to help you and solve a problem for you, right? And so, yeah, you know, it's free. And the reason it works is because what you as a woman can bring to the table, you know, that sort of like, let's work this out strategy, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is, okay, so which leads us to the next point. So talk about that initial first conversation.
So the initial first conversation, I am reaching out to a for sale by owner client. And of course, like you said, they've heard from a dozen investors. They're over it. So the first thing that I want to do, obviously, is reach out and just talk to them and really let them see that, you know, that I'm a real person. Like, let's actually have a conversation. Let's get to know each other a little bit. And I think that's the part where most people fall apart, if you will. They're too interested in trying to make a deal. You're not going to make a deal in the first 2.5 seconds. So you need to just drop that. Have a conversation with these people. Get to know them. Let them get to know a little bit about you. And then I'm going to be obviously asking them questions about the house. I want to know what it is that they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to sell this house, but in what time period? And what is it that they really need? You know, some people absolutely have to cash out because they have to get another mortgage and they have to move on. Other people, they already have another house. They're just over this. They've been a landlord, or they're in a hurry. They need to move on and they don't have time to get it sold. So that's why they're selling for sale by owner. So the first conversation is really, let's get to know each other. Let's find out what it is that they're trying to accomplish.
Perfect. And then what are some of the objections that you come up against?
Sure. Well, there's, well, we could talk about that for a while.
Give me like your top one or two.
Of course. So one of the first objections, of course, is really they don't want to deal with an investor. So people have a really bad sense of what that even means. So when they first find out, you know, when they're saying, they'll often say things like, wait a minute, are you an investor? Yeah, absolutely, I'm an investor. So then you have to work through that piece. How am I going to help that person to understand who it is that they're dealing with, and that I'm not just any old investor? I'm, you know, in my space, I'm Crystal, who cares what's going on, who has a whole family to support with this. So needless to say, I do what I say I'm going to do and what have you, but you have to deal with that a lot. Mm-hmm. The second objection is, wait a minute. You're going to leave this in my name. How do I know you're going to pay? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So you have to work through that objection with them. And whenever I'm working with somebody from a coaching space, I'm always trying to explain to them, they need to know that they can trust you and that you're establishing a relationship with one another. They need to know who you are. And so it's really important to show them who you are. Just in that, one, we're in a really high social media world. So I'm going to send them right out there to look at me. Look me up. I'm here. This is my information. If I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you're going to see it. Right. So, you need to make sure that they understand. And obviously, you're going to establish a contract and so forth, but that's no guarantee anywhere. So I need them to know who I am.
You actually had a really good one-liner that you told us one time. You told me one time when you were coaching me about when they're like, how do I know you're going to pay? And you had something really great that you said. And of course, I'm such a great student. I don't remember what that was, but do you remember? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I believe, and so I'm probably even going to paraphrase myself, but what I specifically say is, I do what I say I'm going to do. And if I weren't doing what I said I was going to do, you would know it.
Okay.
There was something. And then the other piece is that I always explain, I'm a family-owned company. The name of the company is C for Crystal, G for my son, Gavin, N for my daughter, Nevaeh, homebuyers. In order to keep a roof over my family's head, I need to make sure that I stand by my obligations. And if I don't do that, then I don't have a roof over my head. I can't take care of my children.
Mm, that's so powerful. That's the one that I was looking for. Yeah. And it's so, you know, just allowing people to see your own pain point. Because here you're basically saying, you know what? This is my life. And without this, I can't support my children. Like, that's your pain point. And if you allow them to see your pain point, that you're real, that you're human, that really, really helps to build trust, I think. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And it was really fun. At one point, I'm just, you know, Crystal let me sit down with her while she was making phone calls to prospects. And it was really interesting to hear the really angry, "Are you an investor? Wait a minute. I don't want to talk to investors." And how she so just gently and beautifully turned that around to like they were laughing on the other line. I was like, oh my God, that's like magic. She's amazing, really. So this is a woman. And, you know, and this is another thing that I really just want to say, Crystal is this really beautiful, soft person. She's like, to me, what I believe us women should be in real estate investing is what I believe I am. Crystal matches me and does it very differently, right? She's very feminine in her business. And I think that a lot of people, when you're watching someone like me or like Crystal, you might say, oh, well, you know, they're not go-getters. They're not hustlers. They're not going to get the best deal. What, you know, there's all these impressions about a feminine leader in this business. And the truth is, it's because we show up this way in such a different way that we stand out and why people want to do business with us. So this is another example, ladies, of what's possible when you really step into your feminine in this business and really tune into those resources of who you are as a woman and what you bring to the table. And I think Crystal's a beautiful example of that. And I've really appreciated her coaching because of that, because she speaks the kind of language that I want to speak when I'm talking to people.
Yeah. I think that, well, I appreciate that, Monica. That's so thoughtful of you to say that. But I, you know, when you bring your genuine self, and we all know this intuitively, we just do, but when you bring yourself inherently who you are, it shows through. And I can tell you more than just a handful of times, I have gotten the deal where there's a bunch of other investors involved because people make the comment, oh, well, I just really like you. I'd really like to work with you. And I may not have even come up with the best offer, or maybe we're coming up with the exact same offer, but it's because, at least I truly believe, it's because I've taken the time to show them who I am and to get to know who they are. And I'm coming from a space of clearly and completely understanding them. And I'm speaking to that. I'm sharing that with them. Okay, great. I really look forward to doing this so that we can help you do X. I'm not like, okay, great, let's get this done, which is what most people do. They're just in such a hurry and they're just thinking about the number and the next step. Do I think about numbers? Of course I do. That's my responsibility. But first and foremost, I'm thinking about what this is going to do for this person. And then subsequently, what does it do for me and my family? How does that all work together so it's a complete win-win?
Yeah. And again, it's not giving the win-win a lip service. It really is win-win, right? If it's not a win, you won't do the deal. If it's not a win for them, you won't do the deal. If it's not a win for you, you won't do the deal. It's not, you're not giving this lip service. It's not pretty languaging. Sure. It's actually happening, you know?
And I have turned away more than a few people because of that. Like just looking at it, I mean, I've said to someone, oh no, you have way too much equity. This wouldn't be the right thing for you. This just wouldn't make good sense. Mm-hmm. You need to do X. Because if I invest certain ways, depending on how I do it, it's going to make a difference in terms of how that affects them. So I just want to make sure that everything looks good for everybody involved. I don't want ever anyone to be like, oh my goodness, I wish I'd never done this.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's how I feel about it too, is I don't want people to be like, oh, I just got taken advantage of, but I was in such a tight situation. I just don't ever want anybody to say that about me either. Yep. So tell us a little bit about sort of how you can help them. I know that you've got a little bit of a process around this.
I sure do. So, so let's say that the individual that we're talking about is in a possible pre-foreclosure situation or maybe in foreclosure. And so that's why they're selling it for sale by owner. They're in a big hurry. Obviously I could, you know, however I might encounter them. The first question I ask them is, do you want to keep your house? So my first question isn't, oh, great, your house is for sale. I want to buy it. Let's move on. My first question is, do you want to keep your house? If I am aware that there's a problem. And so the first instance that I'm made aware that there's a payment issue, that they're behind, or that they're going down that road, I'm going to start walking them through that process. Okay, these are the things that you need to be aware of. These are the things that you need to look into. These are the things you need to move away from so that I can protect them best possible, because there's not a lot of people out there that are willing to do that. And if at the end of that, they still then need to sell, then perfect. I definitely want to help them and I'll get that completed for them. We'll get the house sold. We'll do the purchase. But if I can help them in any way, look into what the resources might be so that they can keep their home, then I want them to keep their home. And so I provide an entire list of those resources and I actually send it to them. So it's not just, hey, quick, can you write down this website? And here, you might want to write that. I send it to them. I just say, hey, great. Do you have an email that I can send this to? And I've actually even gone as far as people that didn't have access to email. I've taken it and dropped it off at the home so that they had the paper and could look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're probably getting a lot of ugly emails, right? In the old days, we used to get a lot of ugly mail. Now we get ugly emails and ugly mail and ugly telephone calls. So they're probably staying out of communication a little bit too, right? And their mind is kind of all over the place and they're frustrated and scared possibly and stressed out, right? So to have somebody actually pay attention to trying to actually help in a way that's just of being of service has really going to make a big impact, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we know that fear has many manifestations, but one of the most common, especially in a position like that, is that they're paralyzed. Mm-hmm. So they're not doing anything and they're not looking at anything and they're not talking to anybody. So if you can give them some avenues to start to do a little investigation on their own and determine what they, you know, might be available to them, then obviously, yes, that's a big, important piece during mm-hmm. this process for them.
Yeah, perfect. Tell us a little bit about what the subject to process looks like.
So it's probably one of the most simplistic processes, if you will, in that in real estate transactions, it's really pretty straightforward. The process is that I need to have, obviously, the mortgage information. So I need to make sure that I've gotten the appropriate components of that. I need to make sure that I know I have clear title. And then I'm going to, obviously, sign a contract with the seller to do the purchase. And then once all of the due diligence is complete, the deed actually transfers into your entity's name and the mortgage remains in the seller's name.
Perfect. Okay, great. So I want to talk more about this. And so what I think we're going to talk about in the extra portion of this show is actual deal structure. And then once they say yes, what do we do next? Yay! So we're going to do some deep dives more about that in the extra portion of the show. But for now, Crystal, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at my personal email, yoursuccesscoachcrystal@gmail.com. And you can use the link Blissful Mommy Strategy to get in touch with me there as well.
Great. So blissfulmommystrategy.com. Obviously, I picked this because I think it's such an amazing mommy strategy. But I know that Crystal has a free gift that she's giving away at that URL. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So I am giving away a free PDF of the list of resources that I actually share with my sellers. So you can take this, use it, share it with them, and offer that level of assistance to your clients.
Mm-hmm. Talk about taking your business to the next level. You know, that's amazing. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay. So are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So Crystal, tell us one super tip on getting started in real estate investing.
So my super tip would be you have to hire somebody that you trust to help you learn this process, to learn to be an investor. So absolutely, you need a mentor, a coach and mentor, and make sure that it's somebody that you trust in, that you believe in. That's okay. The key piece to that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And then what's one strategy on being successful in real estate investing?
Real estate investing is about relationship. And to me, to really become a successful real estate investor, you need to know and own that piece. You need to understand that this is a relationship, that there's nothing one-sided about any of this, and that when you're looking at each and every situation, there's more than yourself involved. You're interacting with a person, and the quicker you can learn that in this business, the faster and far more successful you'll be.
Thank you. And that's what I always say too, right? Is so many people think it's a numbers business. And like you say, we do need to know the numbers, but it really is a people business. It really is about the relationships.
It is. Yeah. Unquestionably.
Yeah. And tell us one daily practice that you would say contributes to your personal success.
So my personal success, I feel, hinges 100% on my morning routine. So I rise very, very early. So I'm usually up by 4:30. I meditate. I read for 30 minutes. I have a gratitude practice and I do yoga all before I wake everybody else up and get the day started. And without that, I don't think that my mind would be right and I would be in the right personal space to be able to serve all the clients and deal with the things that I need to in the way that I should. And I really do believe that that is the basis for my success.
Awesome. Well, thank you for those. That's amazing. So, Crystal, thank you so much for joining us and for all that you've shared for this portion of the show. I've super appreciated it.
Oh, it is such my pleasure. I'm so glad that you were having me on.
Yeah. And ladies, we've got more to come in Extra. So if you are already subscribed to Ask Extra, please stay tuned. Crystal's going to be sharing more. If you are not subscribed to Extra or don't know how to find it, I'm finding that a lot of you are emailing me saying, Monique, I want to get to Extra and I don't know how to do that. It's really, really simple. Go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. That's where you'll find all the episodes that have extras available. You'll find how to subscribe. So go take a look at that at realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. For those of you that are leaving us now, thank you so much for joining Crystal and I for this portion of the show. I look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you again for joining me on the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. If you love this show, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. As women, we need to support and empower each other to build wealth and live joyful lives. Your support of this podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing it will help other women just like you learn about building blissful wealth through investing. And remember to download your free report so you can get started on your investing journey at blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.